The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, yeah, I think there's some I think there's some gray area in there, but obviously a rough day for the Falcons. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what you – I don't know. You know, I think a lot of I feel like I'm dealing with some fans throughout the Falcon fandom that have really taken off the last couple of years because Georgia's been good and the Falcons haven't, and they expect every game to be a 42-10 game, and that there are no hard games when teams don't have good records. And we literally told you all week that A, the record doesn't matter in these games, and B, that you know this is a team that, from what I've heard some stuff through the grapevine that it was kind of a coup led down there.
Definitely looked like it after the game.
And it was led by the Saints owner going around the GM and meeting with players. And that's kind of what led to the firing of Dennis Allen. You heard it in Alvin Kamara's comments after the game last week against Carolina. And so the players were inspired to go out there and win a game for their guy because that's the guy they wanted, not the other guy. Now, I don't know if that guy – hopefully, you know, I'm not a big fan of Darren Rizzi. I think he's a little bit of he's a little bit much for me. Let's put it that way. You know, especially after the garbage
so
he pulled
questions.
After the game last year when they were classless and he was the leader of the classless, him and Jameis. But I digress. The fact of the matter is they came out and jumped on you early, and you had to withstand the storm because you started slow offensively and defensively, and you did. But all of that said, we talk all the time about all three facets winning games, and you didn't bring all three facets for all four quarters, and one of the facets of the game I don't think ever showed up, and that was the kicking game, because 1-for-4 with a block kick, you leave 9 points on the field, and you lose by a field goal. That's unacceptable.
All right. It was a tough break. I don't know if you want to put it all on kicking. I know it was unacceptable. You can look at it that way, but he has a rough outing, but obviously it's a team thing, right?
Well,
there's a lot of other areas that...
Yeah, it was a team thing, but the kicking is, I think it's somewhere around 8 for the last 15 from your place kicker, who makes good money for a kicker. That needs to be cleaned up. There's no way around that. I'm not trying to call one person out for anything, because one of those is not really on him when you get a guy that gets up and blocks it, but... you're leaving points on the field, and it's now costing you games. So that is unacceptable. That you cannot be a playoff team and fail at one facet of the game, and you have not been good enough there this year, and that is just the truth of it. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm telling you what is happening, and that is what is happening.
Yeah, it was obviously rough, and you know, not to go – you know, like Bo and go all Debo Samuel on everybody. But it definitely was a little bit of that out there for sure. And I think, honestly, in a lot of different ways, guys, this game is a complete flip of the first time around when you beat the Saints. Because you didn't really have much business beating the Saints the first time. You got two non-offensive touchdowns, and your offense couldn't do anything. On the flip side, you got 25 first downs in this one. You got, 468 yards of total offense. Your rushing net was 5.7 yards per carry. I mean, you did a lot of good things to be able to deserve this one. Just untimely penalties and a lot of other things that lead, like to your point, the kicking game, lead to you not being successful in this one. So, yeah, I mean, frustration's high, obviously. You gotta try to keep it, between the navigational beacons and realize you still have a pretty good chance at finishing, this division at 5-1. But it just seems like missed opportunities when you talk about a number of games this season. And yesterday definitely falls into that category.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.